Bible Girl podcast. I'm Jessica Robinson, and I've gathered my Bible, my journal, some study tools, and highlighters in every color for study time. From the practical to the inspirational, I pray that these podcasts give you the tools and motivation to be a Bible girl too. Greetings and salutations. I'm so glad you are joining us for this next episode of the Daily Grace series. We are on podcast number 80, and if you have been listening to this particular series called Daily Grace, you'll know that this is a short kind of overview, especially for those who are just joining the podcast and have just discovered Bible Girl. Instead of forcing you to go back through 80 previous podcasts to kind of catch up, I'm doing a little refresher, some little mini sessions on some of the things that I've talked about in the past, things that I think are really the core of what I try to get across and what I am very passionate about, which is getting people into the Word of God and helping especially women really take the Bible and prayer and use them in their lives in a way that brings about real transformation, not just kind of sitting down and doing your Christian duty to read the Bible, but actually approaching it in such a way that we're trying to cooperate with the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives to bring about our own transformation so that we become better than we were yesterday at being Christ followers, so that each day we learn something new and we are able to apply it in such a way that our lives are changed and we are different and we are more like Christ. And so today we're talking about the topic of scripture writing. This is something that I am really passionate about. I started writing scripture in 2014, I think, very early in 2014. Up until that point, I had frequently written down scripture. Often I would, when I was doing a Bible study at my church or on my own that I was doing, or when I was studying particular things, verses that would really leap off the page, I would just handwrite them out in my notes. But I never did a formal practice of scripture writing until 2014. During that year, I wrote completely two full books of the Bible, and once I started it, it was one of those spiritual disciplines that just fits you so well. You know that it's something that's always going to be a part of your life, and that has been the case for me since then. With this, I enjoy taking those few moments every day to write out a verse of scripture and think about it a little more deeply than just reading it alone. After I started doing it, I started talking to my friends about it, and that's when I started making lists. All of 2016, I had scripture writing lists, and I have done that through 2017 as well. This weekend, I finalized the rest of 2017, and just give you a little peek at what's coming up. In September and October, we're going to do verses from Isaiah. So Isaiah is a big book, 66 chapters, and there's a lot of meat in there. There's also a lot of repetition, and some people are daunted by Isaiah. I would encourage you, if it's something that interests you, you should study it, because there's a lot of good things in there. But for our purposes, I pulled out some really important verses from Isaiah. Some are familiar, some are not. And we're going to be writing them in September and October. In November, we are going to do a series of verses about our speech and about conversation, about how we should use our words. I can't think of anything that's more timely in our culture today to talk about how we should talk, how we should speak. And so I'll be doing that in the month of November. For those of you that would rather do a more Thanksgiving or praise and worship theme, if you didn't do last year's, or even if you did, you can go to my website where I have the full list of all of the old scripture writing available for download. And you could download last year's November list, which is a praise and worship type list. And then in December, we're going to be in the Old Testament, and we're going to be looking at verses that talk about Jesus, the coming Messiah. And these are all verses that tell us a little bit, that prophesied things that would come true when Jesus came to earth. Many of those verses are see their fulfillment very clearly in the Gospels. All of them, you should recognize some aspect of the story of Jesus, not just the Christmas story, but also things surrounding his life and his death and his resurrection, all of which were foretold by prophets who probably didn't understand exactly what they were writing, but the Holy Spirit moved them to write these things. And that's one of the things I always find interesting about Scripture, is how it is a cohesive whole. And while lots of different writers wrote it, there's a common thread of redemption that runs from the first verse of Genesis to the last verse of Revelation. And so you're going to get to see a little bit of that in December when you write out some of these prophecies that came true in the New Testament. And so I'm looking forward to that. I also have the scripture writing list topics picked for the first 3 months of 2018. I'm not going to tell you them because I'm working on that right now, but I do have the topics picked and I'm starting to work on verses. So scripture writing is going to continue into 2018 and hopefully beyond. I think it's something that is worth doing. Before I get to the benefits and try to convince you, if you're not already convinced or haven't already been doing it, let me just give you a little bit about how you should do it. There aren't a lot of rules. This is a pretty simple process, but there are a few things that I want you to consider. First of all, you need to choose a translation. Now, a lot of people will just choose whatever the Bible is that they're currently using, like whatever, you know, their Bible is they have at home. But the advent of apps and the internet has given us a wealth of resources at our fingertips. And so you don't need to limit it to whatever Bible you carry with you to church or you do your quiet time from. You can branch out a little bit. I recommend the ESV or the NLT, which is the English Standard Version or the New Living Translation. There are very different translations. The ESV is a more word-for-word translation and very accurate to the original languages. If you are studying in depth, you want to go with something like the ESV or the NASB, the NASB or something like that, that's a more word, every single word is translated into English. But the New Living Translation is a thought for thought translation, and that has more, it's a little easier to read, it's a lower reading level. The average person who's reading it can understand a little more maybe sometimes than they can in the ESV. And what I like about the New Living Translation, it's just a great reading translation. It reads very smoothly and naturally like we would talk. And so that I find that very helpful sometimes. And because I study in the ESV, because I do a more traditional study method where you look up the Greek and Hebrew words and you're using cross references, and all of those things work much better in a word for word translation. I tend to do my scripture writing in the New Living Translation just because it's a little bit different. It just gives me a little bit of a different perspective. And so that's currently what I'm using. Either one of those, depending on your intentions and your skill level in understanding the Bible. I think whatever translation you pick, I would branch out a little bit and maybe try something different, especially for those who have been believers a long time. It's really easy to hear the same words preached in several sermons and hear them in a Bible study and start to tune them out. And what's interesting about using a different translation is it forces us to think about the words again as something fresh or different. And our tendency to tune out doesn't come into play. Even if it's a passage we've heard read 1,000 times, hearing it slightly different pulls us back in. And so if you've been a Christian a long time and you've been using that same Bible translation, I encourage you to mix it up a little bit when it comes to scripture writing. And just for something simple like this, try something different. So once you've chosen your translation, then each day you're just going to write out the verse slowly and completely. Do not abbreviate. I think this is important. I know a lot of times when I write notes in something, when I'm putting like without, I'll put a W/, you know, O, and that's without. And lots of people put plus signs for and things like that when you're writing notes. I would encourage you not to do that in this case. The process of writing each word is important, slowing you down, forcing you to think about what you're writing. Write out every word and write it slowly. The goal is not to finish it in the least possible time. The goal is to have finished writing the verse and understanding and having some interaction with the verse. So write it slowly and completely and then think as you write. Don't write mindlessly, just getting the words out, but meditate on the words that you're writing. So as you write, let's take just a phrase. How about the verse that says, "We love him because he first loved us." So as we're writing that verse out, we write out, "We love him." And you would think, well, that's God. That's the him. And so I love God because, okay, there's a reason. What's the reason that I love God? I love God because he first loved us. So he was the initiator. He was the one that started the concept of love. And when I love him, I am responding to the love he's already given me. And you can think that through in your head as you're slowly and deliberately writing it out, putting it in your own words, putting emphasis on different words, and really thinking through the verse as you write. That's the purpose and the goal of this, is to slow down and think. We do so many things in our lives on autopilot, and I don't think our time in God's word should be one of them. It should be something that we approach with reverence, and also should be something we approach with our whole selves engaged. And that means that we are paying attention and we are listening and we are looking for God to speak. Scripture writing is a simple way, and I say simple because it doesn't need any complicated tools. It doesn't need any reference books. You don't even need to have a Bible. You can use your phone to look up stuff online. You just need to have a piece of paper and a pen, or a pencil, or a crayon, or a napkin, or a journal, or chalk and chalkboard, whatever it takes. It's a very simple method of focusing on God's word in a small piece that then in turn you can meditate on and think about throughout your day. And that's one of the great benefits. I have some benefits of this process. As you see, it's really simple, but it can have cumulative effects that far outweigh the simpleness of it. So I put the question out on social media to ask some people who have been doing scripture writing for a while, what are the benefits that they found by doing it? And I also asked some of my friends who do scripture writing, and we've been kind of having these conversations in the past few weeks, and I compiled a list of things that I heard in repetition. For everything on this list, more than one person said it. These are goals that people are noticing as they begin to adopt this discipline. One of the benefits that was mentioned really frequently was that you remember that verse throughout the day. Because you slowed down and you wrote it out and you thought about it as you did it, it's kind of in a spot in your brain that's right there on the tip of your tongue, so to speak. You can remember it. And while you might not be able to remember every word of it, you remember what the verse was about. And sometimes a phrase will stick with you throughout the day. So during that day, as you go about your day, you will remember the things that you focused on that morning. The verse that you wrote out will stay with you. Several people mentioned that they have a richer prayer life. That word was used at least twice, maybe three times. And lots of people mention prayer. They use the verses to pray back to God. For instance, in our example, you know, we love him because he first loved us. During your prayer time, you would say, "God, I thank you that you were the initiator, that you chose to love me, and that you've given me this capacity to love you back." So it makes your prayer life richer because you're actually using God's own words and you're praying them back to him in gratitude or in acknowledgement of what he's done for you. And so it does give you a richer prayer life and a deeper well of things to pray as you talk to God. It does help you retain it better than just reading. I think all of us have been in the experience where we're reading a Bible. Maybe you have a Bible reading plan you're doing through YouVersion, or you're have the one-year Bible and you're trying to read through a passage every day, where you kind of get to the end and you realize you read it, but you're not entirely sure what went on there because you might have zoned out for a couple of verses here and there. It's very common to do. Retaining it better, not just in that day, but later, weeks later, is easier when you write things down. You may not be able to just pull the verse up to mind and recite it. I think there's very few people that could do that after just writing it one time. But you do have an understanding of Scripture and what's in it and where it is. Just think about this summer. We've been going through some of Paul's epistles and writing key verses from Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Just imagine that when something comes up, you'll remember that verse and that you wrote it that summer. And you know it's in this general area of the Bible, and it's pretty easy to find. Those little ways of recalling the things that you've read or phrases that stick with you later will make it easier for you to be more knowledgeable about how the Bible fits together. I recently have been studying the book of Amos. I just finished it last week, and I was reading about several visions that Amos had with God. And in several of the visions, God was bringing destruction, and Amos said, "Oh no, God, please don't do it. Forgive us instead." And God relents. And then this last vision, he refuses to relent and he brings punishment to the people. And it immediately made me think of something that I had read earlier this summer in one of the She Reads Truth reading plans in Romans. And I knew it was in Romans. I knew I had written it down in my journal notes. And it was about not understanding why God was patient with people. And I went back and I looked it up. And I remembered I had written it down in my notes. And it was that Paul is writing to the Romans and he says, "Don't you understand that the kindness of God is meant to lead you to repentance?" And in that instance, I realized that this verse could was a good understanding of what those visions were actually talking about. God was allowing them time to repent, but because they didn't, and each time that he stopped the judgment, they didn't repent. Eventually, he had to carry through on what he needed to do to bring them back to him. And so here a book over in Romans spoke to truth in this prophecy, and you begin to make those connections. When you write scripture, you slow down enough that those things kind of get in your head. And while you may not necessarily be able to recall them word for word or go to them exactly, you have a better chance of finding them later when they come to your mind if you've written them out than if you don't. Another benefit is it helps you focus better on scripture, but also helps you focus better in other areas of your life. Any discipline that requires you to slow down and use your brain will show up in areas you weren't expecting it. The benefits of doing that is good for your mind, and it is good for your spirit, and it will happen. You will see the results over time. You will be able to concentrate and focus more clearly on other types of reading if you were to carry that through. It helps you slow down and sets the tone for other study and prayer. Several people mentioned that they like to do this first, that when they sit down to spend time with God, they often do their scripture writing first thing. That's how I do it. That's usually the first thing I do when I sit down. It starts the tone. It slows you down and keeps you from rushing through things. If you can do that and you can kind of take that seize the day kind of mentality that we often wake up with and just set it aside and write out scripture slowly, it allows you to take the rest of your quiet time and that time in God's word and in prayer, and allows you to do that at a slower pace because you've kind of started out that way. It helps you start a morning routine. If spending time with God in the morning is something that's difficult for you, this, I believe, is the best way to start. It gets you into God's Word. You can use that verse to pray back to God, a short prayer before you wrap up. And it's just, it's like a kind of like a gateway, I think, to doing other things. So if you want to build the habit of spending time in the morning with God, if that's something you struggle with or have never been able to do, or maybe never tried, this is a good first step. Start doing this regularly, every morning as you can. And before long, once that becomes a habit, it's something that takes such a short amount of time that I believe anyone can do it. And then once you've done that, then as time goes on and that habit is established, you can begin to add maybe a longer prayer time and add in some intercessory prayer where you pray for your friends and your family and for the world around you. And then maybe add in a more formal study where you're actually taking a passage and really digging into it. You can add those things as you go, but this is a good start and this is a good habit to establish because it isn't going to take a huge amount of your time. And once the habit is established, you can take it anywhere you want to go. The last benefit I'm going to give you, although there are probably a lot more than these benefits, but it helps you meditate on scripture with less mind wandering. I know for me, meditating on scripture has been the biggest thing of component of spiritual transformation in my life, but it is a hard discipline. Focusing on the words of scripture and meditating on what they mean requires your mind to be continually pulled away from the thousands of things that distract it over into thinking and just focusing on God's word. I believe that's easier to do when we engage our other senses. So by using our hands to write and the feel of the pen in our hands and our hands gliding across the page, that process of writing it out as we're thinking, I believe is something that helps us meditate. It adds an extra level of focus. And if we can use writing to kind of focus our minds to meditate on scripture, I believe our meditation will be less scattered and chaotic. I believe that we will find it much easier to really focus on the words of scripture as we write. And I believe that is the case for anyone, but specifically for people who frequently struggle with their mind wandering around. I think that anyone who does it will find their ability to focus on the words increased. But those who really struggle in this area will find this a big blessing for them. So I have a couple of things I want to wrap up with as we wrap up this podcast. I want you to consider, after you have this established and you do this as a habit, I want you to consider asking yourself a question after each morning scripture writing. This is kind of like a next level. This kind of bumps up scripture writing and takes it from, you know, an abstract thing that you're just writing out and thinking about to something that you're internalizing and personalizing. So I want to encourage you to ask a question when you're done. And I'm not even going to tell you that you have to answer a specific question, but I am going to give you three. And I'm not saying that you need to answer all three of these questions after your scripture writing, although you certainly could. But I'm going to encourage you to pick a question to ask after you do scripture writing. And maybe you want to do a different question every month when you jump into a new theme. Or maybe you want to just sit down. You don't have to use my lists. There are lots of lists on the internet. Or maybe you just want to write a whole book out. Maybe you want to pick a book and just write every word of it. So I believe that there are some good questions we can ask that help us go just a little bit deeper into what we're learning. And so I am going to give you three suggested questions and encourage you to pick one in the next week to give it a try. The questions are, what does this verse tell me about God? Now, we're going to talk more about that question starting next week. Next week, we're jumping into Bible study, and I have a lot of resources already available that I'm reformatting, as well as a few new things I'm working on. And this question, I believe, is the most important question that we can ask of any text in Scripture. I think that it is the most important question to ask when we hear a verse, when we read something out of scripture. It is important to ask ourselves, what does this verse tell me about God? The Bible is where God reveals himself to us, and so we need to be asking that question. As we read, is there something new that I'm learning about God, or something that I may have forgotten, or something that's really true I don't want to forget? What is this verse telling me about God? And that's a great question to ask at the end of every verse that you read. Just ask yourself quickly when you're finished, well, what did I learn about God in this verse? What did this verse say about who God is? Another good question to ask, is this verse a command or a promise or a declarative? Some verses are verses that just give us information. They just declare something. They tell us something. These are declarative statements. They're statements like, I like pizza, or I'm going to the store tomorrow. They're just making a declaration. Oftentimes, much of scripture is giving us information about something. They're just declaring something to be true. Sometimes they're a command where God says, be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving each other as God has already forgiven you because of Christ Jesus. So sometimes these are commands, things that I'm responsible for. And then other things are a promise. I will never leave you or forsake you. There are things that are mine. They because they were promised in scripture to the children of God, they are promises to me. So sometimes just asking yourself that question, is there something here I'm supposed to be doing? Is there a command here? Is there something I'm supposed to really believe? Is there a promise to me in this that I can hold on to? Or is this giving me information that I may not have had before? Is it just declaring something to be true? So that's a good question to ask at the end of your scripture writing for the day. And then another good one is, how does this verse apply to me? As we write out scripture, in addition to understanding that it's teaching us something about God, scripture is also meant for our own instruction and our own refinement, our own transformation. So how does this verse apply to me in my life, in the situations that I face right now? In the verse I quoted just a few seconds ago, I will never leave you or forsake you. You know, I can apply that to the situations that I'm in right now in this moment. Well, okay, this verse applies to me because when I go do this thing that I'm scared about tomorrow, I know God will be with you. A little later today, I have to make a phone call to the dentist, and I don't know about you, but I hate going to the dentist. I don't like having my teeth drilled, and I don't like people's fingers in my mouth, and the whole process always fills me with a slight little bit of anxiety when I have to do it. But it helps me to remember that I don't go alone, that Jesus is with me. So in that situation, if I'm worried about that, and that was the verse I was writing out today, I remind myself, when I go to the dentist tomorrow and I have to sit in the chair and possibly have my teeth drilled, God is with me. Jesus will never leave me or forsake me. He will always be with me. And that's just a small example. But certainly the verses that we write out do speak into our lives. And claiming that verse in a situation in your life can be very powerful. I would encourage you to ask one of these questions after you finish your scripture writing to help you take it to the next level. Not just apply, once again, pull in information, but to apply what we are learning and to begin to allow it to transform us. Now, as always, I have some free printables for you that you can download. One of them is just some journal pages that you can write your scripture writing on. I just did some lined pages that have a verse on the bottom of them or the top of them about the Bible. And there's a little bit of artwork and some things to make them pretty. Those are full color. And you can download those and use those in your Gracebook if you would like to. I know many of you use calendars and planners to write your verses in. Certainly not telling you need to stop that. But for those of you that want to put that in your Gracebook, I do have some pages that you can use. In addition to that, I've developed a monthly recap, a paper for you to fill out at the end of the month. As you look back over the scripture that you wrote that month, it's a great opportunity for you to do a little bit of application and a little bit of thinking about the verses. Whether you've answered a question each day about your verse or not, the monthly recap is a way to kind of process a few things. So on that recap, there is a place for you to mark your favorite verse from the month. You can write whatever that verse was down, that this was this month, that verse really stood out to me. There's a place for you to write a verse to share. This is a verse that maybe you want to share on social media, or maybe you want to send it to a friend to encourage them. One of the great blessings of being a Christian is having a body of believers who can encourage one another and can be there for each other. And one of the ways that we can do this, in fact, I believe one of the best ways we can do this, is by drawing people to the truth of Scripture. And so is there a verse that you could share with someone? It could be one person, one-on-one, or to a group, or like I said, on social media. Is there a verse I want to memorize? Maybe you like to memorize Scripture. I think that's an important discipline. If you would like to memorize a verse and maybe you're currently working on something else but you don't want to forget it, you can fill that out. And the next time, once you learn your verse and you're ready to go on to the next one, you could go through your monthly recap pages and pick another one from those that you wish to memorize. There's a little section on what I learned, anything that you learned during that time as you wrote for the month, and then a verse to apply. Is there a verse that I really want to start applying in a specific way in my life? And so this is just a little recap that you can do at the end of the month. I think it will be something that could be fun for those of you who have been writing Scripture faithfully throughout the month. Those of you that do it more sporadically may not find this helpful, but for those who are committed, I know there's many of you out there that have just been writing every day. I think that this is another step that will help you take the things that you're writing and begin to use them for your own transformation. You can download the journal writing pages for Scripture writing as well as this monthly recap on my website, which has all of the Gracebook files. That is journalmoxie.com. There's links to the Gracebook on our podcast page. And make sure if you're just jumping in and this is your first one that you go back and listen to the rest of the Daily Grace series. This whole series is kind of a jumping in point for those of you who are new and an opportunity for me to kind of get my heart out about spending time with God and how that works. We do Bible study. We start Bible study in the Gracebook series next week. I don't know how many weeks it's going to take. I want to try to make these podcasts short enough for people to jump into. So we may stretch it out over 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 weeks, depending on how it goes. Lots of printables are coming your way. I'm actually a little bit intimidated by the amount of stuff I have to get ready for the next few weeks, but I think they're going to be a blessing to you. I'm also working on a YouTube channel so that I can show you my Gracebook and I can let you take a look at it. And hopefully that should be coming in the next week to 10 days or so. As always, if you have any questions, you can email me. You can get in touch with me through the podcast page. You can email me through my own webpage, which is journalmoxie.com. Or you can go to our Facebook group and post a message there or send me a private message. I'd love to answer your questions about the Gracebook process, about spending time with God, and anything else related to God's Word that you'd like to talk about. God bless you. We'll see you next week on the podcast. Thanks for listening. Go to BibleGirlPodcast.com to email me, download show notes, sign up for my newsletter, print the monthly Scripture writing lists, and listen to past episodes. Join the Bible Girl Facebook group to get the latest podcast news and to interact with me and other listeners. I'm all over social media as Jessie L. Robinson. That's J-E-S-S-I-L Robinson. I'd love for you to friend or follow me. Join me again for another episode of Bible Girl.